For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. I'm speaking with State Representative candidate Blaine Wellhauer today. How are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate this opportunity.
Oh, it's not a problem. So what you're coming in to talk about today is how lawmakers in Springfield need to make the time to focus on budget issues. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Right, yeah. Basically, we don't have a budget in Illinois. We haven't had one since 2001, and I don't think the state can move forward without addressing some of this stuff. Previously, what they've done and what they're continuing to do this year is they're just focusing on every other issue, pushing bills through there, and then at the last minute, they generally drop a budget in there. You know, last year I think it was 600 some pages with no time to read it and no time to respond and just expect a vote. And that's no way to do business. We need to change the course on that for sure. And we need to be talking about structural reforms that will actually allow this state to move forward. Right now they can't even agree on a revenue estimate. So, you know, it's hard to get things done in that situation.
So if you were to win the seat, how would you focus on budget issues?
Sure, yeah. I mean, my big focus is going into this, you know, we've got to attract investment back into Illinois, okay? And we've got to right our financial ship. So my focus is going to be on controlling spending and promoting policies that grow the economy. And I think that we control spending through a smart spending cap, a spending cap that ties the growth rate of the government to the actual growth of the economy. I think that's the only way that we can keep politicians in check, because politicians from the beginning of time have promised that they're going to control their spending, but they never do it. So if we had this mechanism in place, there would be a percentage of spending that they would have to adhere to, and that would force them to the table to prioritize, and we would be spending at a level that we can afford. So that's step one, controlling our spending. And we can't, you know, obviously we can't tax our way to prosperity, but we also can't cut our way there either. We need structural reforms to attract investment, like workers' compensation. It's a big deal here in Illinois, especially in our construction and manufacturing. We're paying twice what they're paying in Indiana, so there's no incentive to invest here. But when you look at Illinois, it has everything in place that needs to be an economic powerhouse, except good politicians and good policy. So we need to focus on that kind of stuff. Property tax reform, you know, is a big deal. Property taxes have risen 6 times faster than household incomes. You know, that's how you tax somebody out of their house. So, you know, until we start dealing with the big issues that are actually driving the costs in this state and are significantly impacting our ability to attract investment here, because attracting investment is how you create jobs. So that's the kind of things that I'll be focused on when we get up to Springfield.
All right. And is there anything else that you'd like to mention?
I'm just, I appreciate this opportunity to run. And this is a great area. And the Effingham area is real special to me. This, it's where we got our business and where we've grown it. And, I want to thank the people of the area. Were great to me in the primary and look forward to continuing that conversation moving forward.
All right. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Yeah, appreciate the opportunity.
For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.